the inspiration.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. podbean.com.
Quite right, too. And as we move on ever delightedly into all sorts of magical routines, it's only right that we actually welcome one of the prime folk there, who also has a link with one of our regular transatlantic correspondents, of course. That would be Arthur Weingarten, who, of course, amongst other things, scripted many episodes of Man Called Ironside, produced Murder, She Wrote, etc., etc. But we'll see the link with A Man Called Ironside and, indeed, The Green Hornet, which featured a certain young chap called Bruce Lee, sadly no longer with us. But we'll find out more about that when we go to our Lancashire chemist extraordinaire, the man, the one, the only, Dennis the Chemist. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine. Thank you. Oh, they're all back.
Yeah.
All back.
Their sorters, they're ready. Yep, they're pleased. Exactly.
You mentioned Bruce Lee.
Mm.
And many of your listeners, when they're out shopping and they're in shops where all the magazines are lined up for people to purchase, There's one magazine out at the moment. It's the May edition. It's ready for next month. The May edition, 2013, of the martial art magazine. Well, it covers weight training and everything, muscle and fitness. And on the front is Bruce Lee, from the fame of Enter the Dragon and all the other films he made. And there's a picture of him, the full page, Bruce Lee from Enter the Dragon. And it says, exclusive photos, workouts, and wisdoms. And I thought I must mention him because it says inside on page 42, movie star, martial arts, innovator, philosopher, cultural icon. Bruce Lee was all of these and more. A singularly complex man. Lee holds our attention in his vice-like grip just as strongly today as he did back in 1973, the year most Westerners were formally introduced to him as the star of Enter the Dragon, and also the year he tragically died, the same year, 1973, at the age of 32. Which is 40 years ago. So he would have been my age, Alex. He would have been 72. And I had the honour of actually learning Kung Fu from a master, Michael Shea, who now lives and works in London with his own school there of Kung Fu. And Michael Shea's teacher was Yip Chun. And Yip Chun's daddy, Yip Man, taught Bruce Lee. And of course, Yip Man taught his son, Yip Chun. Yip Chun taught my master, Michael Shea. And I've had the honour of practising Kung Fu, the martial art. I've had the honour of practising Kung Fu with Yip Chun. And he, of course, practised hundreds of times with Bruce Lee. So that was an honour, I can tell you, Alex, practising with a man, Kung Fu, who used to practise with Bruce Lee. And in this edition, the May edition of Muscle and Fitness, with the picture of Bruce Lee on the front, there are two sentences I wanted to read. One is, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus. And you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. And Bruce Lee really did that. He actually stepped out of the sort of rigid way of learning Kung Fu. He incorporated all other martial art movements, and he came up with his own style. He created it. He called it the Jeet Kune Do, which is like stepping out of the normal way of learning. And he incorporated different exercises and different way of learnings. And why I've told you all that, because I always talk about the Danish company, Pharma Nord, the pharmaceutical type company that makes health food products in the Nord, the north of Denmark. It's called Pharma Nord. Denmark is the only country in the world where you have to make your pharmaceutical, where you have to make your health food products as good as pharmaceutical products. The only country in the world. So all the Pharma Nord range that you see in health food stores and pharmacists with health food section, and a lot of their words begin with bio, because they are biologically active, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards. Right from their vitamin C, their vitamin E, their product called Biopycnogenol, the one made from the mineral selenium, the world's rarest mineral, Seleno Precise, or if you want it with zinc, it's called Bioselenium with zinc. Their world famous product, Bioquinone Q10. And now for people over 40, there's even a more active version called Bioactive Q10, because as you get older, it's harder to turn the Bioquinone Q10 into the Bioactive Q10. You can do it very well if you take their selenium, Seleno Precise. And Seleno Precise, which is one tablet a day of the world's rarest mineral, selenium, and Great Britain soil, you listeners, you've got the lowest selenium levels in the world. Yes, it just so happens, out of the whole planet, as a country, Great Britain soil has got the lowest levels of selenium in the world. Why do you need selenium? Because selenium is needed to be made into 25 seleno proteins. And they all have jobs to do. And they can't do the jobs if they're not made. If you haven't got the selenium in the soil in Great Britain in the first place to be turned in your body into these 25 seleno proteins. What do? I hear you shout. Seleno iodothyronine deiodinase numbers 1, 2 and 3. I'll say that again. I know you want to remember it. Seleno iodothyronine deiodinase numbers 1, 2 and 3. If you can make that from getting enough selenium from taking a Pharma Nord tablet, which costs 10 pence a day, 10p a day, then the Seleno Precise, when you take that one tablet a day, as your selenium builds up, you can make that mouthful I just said, Seleno iodothyronine deiodinase, numbers 1, 2 and 3, and that will help your thyroid gland to work even better than it is at the moment. And if you're taking a thyroxine tablet and you're still feeling a bit tired and a bit overweight and a bit depressed, take a Seleno Precise tablet, and you'll find that that long word, Seleno iodothyronine deiodinase, can be made, and it'll convert your thyroxine tablet, which is called T4, into the 10 times more active T3, and you feel a lot better. Everybody feels a lot better when they take Seleno Precise. What about thioredoxin reductase Seleno protein? That makes your heart work very well, even better than it's working now. What about the selenium protein called Seleno P? P for protection. That protects your liver. So any medicine which may have a tendency to interact with the liver, or if you're drinking more alcohol than you're supposed to do, which will damage your liver, you should give you your protection. Of course, reduce the amount of alcohol you're drinking. Don't drink ridiculous amounts, because you know it's going to damage your liver. But give yourself your protection anyway, even on sensible drinking, by taking a tenpenny tablet a day of Seleno Precise for 10 pence a day. If you're a man, you may like to take Bioselenium with zinc, because the selenium helps to protect us against all cancers by a factor of about 39% reduction. But men who have this problem of prostate cancer, which in England is 44,000 men a year and 10,000 die every year, there's only 8,000 hours in a year. So a man dies every 54 minutes from prostate cancer, night and day, every hour on average, for statistically. When you divide 10,000 into 8,000, it's roughly, you know, the number of hours in a year, the number of deaths, is roughly a man every 54, 56 minutes. And so by taking bioselenium with zinc, the selenium helps to stop getting the cancer, and it helps to reduce breast cancer as well, and it helps to reduce all cancer. This has been confirmed by massive trials in America at major universities. So yes, this selenium is so important. And all the range of Pharma Nord, their Q10 for energy. Now here's the link with Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, I'm reading on page 43 of the magazine Muscle and Fitness, it says, his voracious appetite to learn new ways to condition and build his body while improving his fighting skills soon verged on an obsession. The more he learned, the more he sought knowledge. That's like me with all this knowledge of complementary medicine. One minute I was in my pharmacy, age 23. Next minute, my next birthday is 73. That's 50 years, and I'm still learning, and I've still got the passion. You can hear it in my voice. You can hear it with all these new things that I'm learning. So the more he learned, the more he sought knowledge. That's what I'm doing all the time. Over time, he would amass an enormous library of books. I own 1,100 books. Can you believe it, listeners? Dennis the chemist, here in a little village, Prestwich in Manchester, owns 1,100 books in his pharmacy. He's got them all on shelves in one of his offices where he sits answering questions to people who phone in and want advice, from A for asthma right through to V for verrucas and all problems in between. He had an enormous library of books, just like me, covering everything from martial arts to fitness and nutrition, just what I've done, and even philosophy. And I've got all books on philosophy. But listeners, listen to this sentence. This is the answer with the link with Q10, bioquinone Q10, bioactive Q10, 100 milligram capsules. He studied isometric and later pyelometric training. I know you're wondering, oh, what's he talking about now? What are these words? Why does he want us to know these words? Here's the answer in the next 9 words. He studied isometric and later pyelometric training. Here's the punchline. In an effort to stimulate fast twitch muscle fiber growth. Fast twitch muscle fiber growth. What are you talking about, you listeners are wondering? What are fast twitch muscle fibers? In your body, there are several types of muscle. There's muscles working your bowel, and you've not really got much control of them. You've had your breakfast, and the food's moving along your bowel, and you've not really got much to do with it. To the left of your body, you've got this pump called the heart. It's pumping 72 times a minute, every minute. So if you live to be 80, it'll have pumped 2 billion times. It will have pumped the amount of blood that would have filled a train with trucks of coal, but instead of coal, about 100 trucks of blood. A massive volume of blood is pumped through your life, through your heart. And that's called the cardiac muscle. So you've got smooth muscle working your lungs. As you know, we're all sitting here now breathing. We're all breathing, and the muscles working the lungs. We've not really got much control of them. They keep doing the job. And the breakfast is moving along. It won't be long if I keep talking at this rate for lunch. And then that food will be moving along your bowels. So the air's moving in and out of your lungs, and the food's moving along your 26-foot tube in your bowel, and your cardiac muscles working your heart. Now, these muscles in your arms and your legs, these are called striated muscles. But as you get older, the fast-twitching muscles, which when you're young, you've got quite a lot of them, so you can run and jump and do your kung fu and your martial arts and play tennis and run in the Olympics and swim and play football. David Beckham running with very fast with his fast twitching muscles, and Ronaldo all running with fast twitching muscles. But as you get older, folks, you start to slow down. You have more of your slow twitching muscles than your fast twitching muscles. Bolt, who's this amazing 6'5" sprinter from Jamaica, who keeps winning and knocking points of a second off his 100 metres record and his 200 metres record. It's all to do with his fast twitching muscles. You know, Jamaicans, they don't go in for the 5,000 metres in the Olympics or the 10,000 or the marathons or the swimming. They do the sprinting. Because the professor of nutrition at Oxford University said when he first broke the 100 metres and 200 metres record, it was either in Athens or Beijing when he started knocking off loads of parts of seconds, he said most athletes at 25 have 50% fast twitching muscles and 50% slow twitching muscles. But the Jamaicans, genetically, they have 95% of their muscles are fast twitching, and that's why they're so fast. And that's the connection with Bruce Lee. He wanted those fast twitching muscles to grow. He didn't just rely on his unbelievable skills of Wing Chun Kung Fu and then adding other things to it to develop his Jeet Kune Do. What he did, he trained his body to also be unbelievably, superbly fit. He bought a set of wider barbell kits. How many men listening in their 50s, 60s, 70s, years ago, when I myself in the 32, when I was 22, you know, you went to a gym and you lifted a few weights and it made you feel good and your endorphins went up. Endorphins help to stop depression. And you feel good when you win the lottery. If you won 92 million the other week, you'd feel quite happy. You'd be able to give money to charity and help your family and anybody who needed help. You would feel good. That would be your endorphins. And when you do sport, you don't have to win 92 million. When you do exercise, sport, you go for a good walk. People with depression are recommended walk for half an hour and as briskly as you can. It raises the endorphins tremendously. And you'll feel good. So there's a connection between all these things. So Bruce Lee, he was doing the exercise. He studied isometric, it's like dynamic tension, to increase the fast twitch muscle fibers. So his arms and his legs would move at an unbelievable speed. He was always moving ahead of the learning curve. Now Q10, this is the Q10, the Pharmanord Bioquinone Q10, the biggest seller in the whole of all their 48 products. The Bioquinone Q10 is an unbelievable product. We use it for angina. We use it for high blood pressure. It's unbelievable for heart failure, and in particular people with stage 4 heart failure, where they could be lying in bed. Stage 1, there's no symptoms. Stage 2, a bit of out of breath, a bit of angina. Stage 3, and this isn't my category, this is the New York Hospital world famous category of heart failure. Stage 1, no symptoms. Stage 2, slightly out of breath if you walk. Bit of angina, nothing much. Stage 3, bad angina, can't walk very far, get breathless, can only walk 20 to 100 meters. Stage 4, even lying in bed, the person is still breathless. And when they gave 4 capsules a day of the Bioquinone Q10 100 milligram, although the blood levels of Q10 went up in the stage 4 patients, it didn't help that much, even though the levels went up. When they gave 4 a day of the Bioactive Q10, which has only been out from Pharmanord 2 years, when they gave 4 a day, spread over the day, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with evening meal, and one later on in the evening. When they gave those to stage 4 heart failure patients, half the people were able, from that supplement, to go from stage 4 past stage 3 to stage 2 and walk out of the hospital. That is amazing information for people with heart failure, whether you're stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. If you take bioquinone Q10, 100 milligram, costs 50 pence a capsule. A stamp costs 60p, so it's cheaper than a first-class stamp. And if you've got stage 4 or your relative's got stage 4, if you give them 4 a day of the bioactive Q10, then the statistics from the hospital in America were that half the people were able to go from stage 4 past stage 3 to stage 2. Some of them on the graph actually went to stage 1 and became completely devoid of the symptoms of heart failure with the terrible tiredness and breathless. So this wonderful product, bioquinone Q10 and bioactive Q10, you can see it being linked to the Bruce Lee studies of these isometric and later pyelometric training he did in order to stimulate the fast twitch muscles. I've been taking Q10 from the age of 52, and now I'm 72, going on for 73. This noise is me thumping my six-pack at 72. It's like steel, because I've been taking Q10 for 20 years. All the muscles in my body are like steel. My mother, God rest her soul, got to 92 and did all the bookwork. And my uncle, who's 97 this year, when he was 95, I visited him one evening. It was his birthday, 95. And I gave him his Q10 and his selenium. And he's always had Biobiloba from Pharma Nord, because he used to be a smoker very naughtily, but he stopped. And he knew it was good for his circulation. This was the interview, ad-libbing, on my iPhone 2 years ago when he was 95.
Happy birthday, Uncle David.
Listen to his voice.
What's it feel like to be 95?
Fantastic.
And do you put it down to...
Then he gives me a plug.
I put it down to my lovely nephew who's got the chemist shop, and the best chemist shop in the world.
Oh, you're only saying that because you mean it.
And he's...
So you're on... He
supplies me with new Q10, Bulova, and selenium.
That's right.
I've been taking these for years, and I think that's... what's kept me alive today.
Right. So that's Uncle David, who'll be 97, all being well, got all his marbles and been taking bioquinone Q10, and now because he's 97, I've switched him to bioactive Q10.
Well, Dennis, what can I say?
And the selenium and the bioquinone.
From Bruce Lee to Uncle David, I mean, what can we say? That's just the amazing. You know, you'd be asking for double your fee normally, Dennis. This is unbelievable. Anyway, there we are, an extraordinary tale, and of course, as a reminder, actually, I know you mentioned Enter the Dragon, they're a fascinating connection, but I know for the completist, because they will say, of course, Bruce Lee actually made his debut in American television in A Man Called Ironside with Raymond Burr when he first acted.
I remember that.
Yeah, there you are, you see, that's it, and then became Kato in the series The Green Hornet, and then obviously he developed his own career. But great stuff. Dennis, as ever, an absolute delight. We take it you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture with us today.
Well, be able to tell you the thrill of practicing with Yip Chun, who used to practice with Bruce Lee. That was an amazing honour.
I mean, logic would suggest you should really go into oh ho ho ho, oh ho ho ho, but I won't go kung fu fighting because I think we'll go something else.
You've got a lovely singing voice, Alex.
Oh, Dennis.
Have you thought of bringing out a record?
You've not
played Q10.
I know.
Q10. What is Q10?
You're quite right. We must do a duet in the near future, and that'll be the next stage further forward.
It'll be on our album. Yeah,
clearly, exactly. So I take it you will return in the very near future?
I will indeed, sir. Thank you.
And just in case you were sort of stepping away from the whole thing, well, not necessarily Bruce Lee, but certainly something which featured Kwai Chang Kane. As you wander across the hills and banks of Blackpool and the sand with your Q10 to hand. Dennis the Chemist, take care, and we'll see you very soon.
Okay.